Hi everyone, I'm your host Tess from Spellbinding, and you're listening to Everyday Witch, a show that helps you discover and unlock the magic within. Hi everyone, I'm joined by Lily, and I'm so excited for her to be on the podcast. She is a witchy influencer and makes custom spells. She also does witch tips on Instagram and offers social media coaching. So thank you so much for being here with us today. And can you tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself and what you do?
Hey, so I'm a 24-year-old witch, I want to say, from the UK. I have a online social media presence, which has grown so much recently. And I offer like witch tips on how people can get into witchcraft, as well as online social media coaching and how to kind of like understand the Instagram algorithm.
Yeah, that's awesome. Since talking about like, you have a bunch of followers, and with Instagram, it's a lot. Do you have any advice for setting boundaries with social media and protecting yourself from being like energetically burnt out?
I'll be honest, not really. It wasn't up until today that I feel like I actually need to like take a step back, because all I do is literally live on my phone, and it does kind of burn you out as well. So I feel like today I was like, okay, I just won't post as much. But normally I don't have any boundaries, and I know I should set some, because I know being on the screens and everything is not like the best constantly for your eyesight. But I don't know, I should probably set some boundaries.
Do you get like negative feedback on it, like posting about what you post about?
I'd say like I get a little bit. Like, you're never gonna make everyone happy, and there's always gonna be someone that has to complain about something. But at the end of the day, I just kind of like post what works for me, and I kind of like, I obviously do my research as well to make sure what I'm putting up is like factually accurate as well, so I don't make any mistakes. I think in the past I've made one mistake, and oh my gosh, I had so many people comment on it. So I was like, I'm not doing that again. I need to make sure everything's fine. But apart from that, not really. Maybe a couple of people like from different religions, I want to say. I'll just leave it at that. But other than that, not really. Not yet. We'll find out. But yeah.
I mean, that's good though. That's good that you don't have people like messaging you, or I'm sure you get fake accounts though. But other than that, it seems like that's pretty good.
Oh, I don't even know how long the list of fake accounts is now. Like, I just don't know what to do about them anymore. But
yeah. What advice do you have for like people starting out, especially since you post so much about witch tips and make those reels? What is your biggest advice for someone who's new?
Honestly, I just say research. Like, I think when I first got into it, I was watching mainly YouTube videos. I think Harmony Nice was a really big person that I looked up to and taught me an awful lot. Then there's a couple of like books that I got. I think, what's it called? It's Wicca by Scott Cunningham, I would say. I want to say that was like my first witchcraft book I ever bought. And it's mainly on Wicca, but it kind of has witchcraft stuff at the same time. And I just learned that. It's just like, I still learn stuff every single day now. I don't know everything, but definitely research. Maybe make a list on like the things you want to, I don't know, cover first. Like, not try to do everything in one go, just make a small list and then just work through that and do it that way. Honestly, you've just got to research, I think.
Yeah. Is there something that inspired you to start making the reels or to start your Instagram in general?
I'd say when I first created my Instagram, it must have been what, maybe 4 or 5 years ago now, I just like I just wanted to take some like witchy themed aesthetic photos just for myself, because I didn't really want to put them on my personal one, because all my like family and friends might be a bit like, what's she doing, sort of thing. So I ended up just like creating another one. And I think it must have been like, I think this was a time when like Instagram just loved photos and it was just photos. And I got maybe like 100 likes on my first post. And I was like, what? Because all of my others, I was getting like maybe 10 likes on my own personal one. So I was like, okay, maybe like I'm onto something here. And then I just like dabbled in it a little bit here and there. And it wasn't really up until February this year that I was like, okay, I'm actually gonna like go full out and try and grow it as much as possible. And I think maybe in February I was on like 4,000 followers. So for saying like, I don't even believe I've got this far, like I don't know, I'd say I started doing reels because I think, I can't remember what I read somewhere saying that that was what like Instagram was pushing. They were pushing more video based content. So I was like, okay, I'll give it a go. My first few reels were horrendous. Like they were awful. But since then, I've kind of just got addicted with making them. It's kind of difficult at the same time coming up with new stuff each day. But apart from that, I think reels is what I enjoy most out of Instagram. But yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy that it, in such a short period of time you were able to get that many followers. I had no idea. That's amazing.
It was, I think, because I'd done it so like off and on for so long, and I was like, I don't know, I think I got to the point where I was like, I either just like stop doing this account or I like actually push it and see where I can go with it. And then like, honestly, the feedback has been ridiculous. I don't even believe it myself now either. I think I had, like, my goal was to get 100K at the end of the year, and no one thought I could do it. But me being a little bit stubborn, I was like, okay, if you think I can't do it, I'm definitely going to be able to do it. And I don't know, it's just skyrocketed. I'm just going to keep pushing it and see where it goes. But, yeah.
Do you feel like the pressure to create new content and come out with educational things every day is a little bit much, especially from your followers? Like, do you feel that pressure to be creative?
I wouldn't say maybe not from my followers. I just know that with Instagram, the only way that like Instagram will push your content and like help you grow is if you're constantly pushing out new content. And I think I get more pressure from Instagram itself rather than like my followers, because coming up with new stuff every single day, it is difficult. And I do take inspiration from different videos and stuff and like put my own twist on it, or I've got books and stuff that I go through and try and get ideas from. But it is difficult coming up with new stuff every single day, but I'm getting there. I'll try not to burn myself out too much, but
yeah, it is difficult. And that's one of the things you offer, right, is like Instagram coaching. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So the whole idea behind it was that like I'm a, by trade, I want to say I'm a social like media manager on like my day job, and I kind of like, I don't know, I feel like I wanted to just like teach other people on how to grow their own accounts and stuff. Like, I feel say like with famous people and stuff, like they get their followers so easily, and especially, and like us people, we can't, like, it's not as easy. And especially with how like social media and everything's going at the moment, it's like really important for small businesses to like, it's my biggest like driving force for all my sales. And a lot of people don't really know how to utilize Instagram or any other social media platform, for example. I know with my mom, like, she has no idea how to use it. So like I've started teaching her, and I thought, oh, okay, because like she's like learning how to do it, and then my brother wanted to know, I was like, I might as well just write all this down and teach other people and see where I can go with it. And I've had quite a few people asking for help, but I think because I don't like push on my Instagram that I'm an Instagram coach at the same time, I don't like get as many people as I'd like, but I want to keep it witchy based. And then if anyone else wants help, then I'll be more than happy to help them. But it's literally just the coaching guide. It's on Telegram. It's easy to go through. It's like I just post whatever is relevant, I want to say, at the time, as well as like my own personal journey and how I've got as many followers as I have. And it's just like you can just scroll through and go through it that way. I'm pretty sure someone could like screen record it and sell it for themselves, but I'm not bothered. Well, I am, but you know.
Yeah. It's really hard to like copyright stuff. Yeah. But that's awesome. Do you find that it's like because you have so many followers, people come to you or will just ask you kind of for free advice about how to promote their business or how to, you know, gain followers on Instagram?
A few, but I'd say because like I don't really advertise it that much on my page anyway, because it's mainly witchcraft based. It's more people asking me about witchy tips and what they can do that way. But maybe if I did advertise it a bit more, I'd get more people. But I have like my friends and stuff at home that are asking me, and I'm like, just buy my coaching guide and then you... But no, just like tell them how they can do it. But I think with growth in general, it's just consistency. You just got to keep going and going with it, especially with Instagram. Like there's no easy way. It's just persistence, but yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And one thing that you also offer online and in your online shop is custom spells. And can you talk a little bit about like how you go about that and how you create custom spells for other people?
So I can't, like, someone will come to me and they will like have a thing that they kind of want to get out of the spell, or it might just mainly be because they're not actually into witchcraft or anything, but they'd still like someone to form a spell for them, or they just don't know how to do it. They kind of just come to me, give me like a whole like overview of what they want and what kind of like outcome they want to get from it, and I'll tell them whether I can do it or not. I try to avoid all sort of like love spells and everything, because like I don't want to get involved with the whole of messing with someone's free will kind of thing. And then once I've just got a overview of it and a rough idea of what they're wanting to get, I will like create a spell on, normally it's kind of like involves candles and herbs and stuff, and then I will perform it normally in the evening, as that's when I've got time to do my own like witchcraft. And then I'll just take photos and tell them and send them over to them, and then I'll then tell them what other bits they can do to like help boost the spell, if that makes sense. Because I do feel like it's all right me doing it for them, but at the same time it works a lot better if they're actively doing something as well. So I'll give them something like simple that they can do just to help like boost it. But that's pretty much it in a nutshell. It's not overly complicated or anything, but yeah.
I love that. I think that's great for people who might be intimidated by doing it themselves, that they can go to you and like have someone else do it for them.
Definitely.
I was wondering, like, do you ever struggle with balancing your practice and like witchcraft and posting about it on social media?
I feel like maybe mine gets my like own witchcraft maybe gets neglected a little bit, because I'm like obviously doing so much online. It's not until maybe like 8 p.m. 9 p.m. in the evening that I actually try and stop doing stuff and like try and like set some sort of boundaries, not to just keep doing it until I go to bed. That's like on Instagram, whereas maybe I do a little bit of my own witchcraft when I need it in the evening, so like around this time. But I don't know. I feel like when I do witchcraft, it's more basic to like cleanse myself of like all like negative energies and stuff. Because like being on social media, like you pick like so much up, it can be kind of draining. So I end up doing like cleansing spells and stuff, but nothing major, I don't think. Unless I've got something big coming up, then I'll be like, okay, I need to manifest this. But no.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite like spell for cleansing that you do?
Honestly, I feel like most of mine, without sounding weird, most of my like cleansing spells are like in the shower and stuff. So I kind of like set like the whole mood where I'd have like some incense and maybe some tea lights. And then I've got like, is it a loofah? I think that's what they're called. Mm-hmm. So I like hang it on my shower, and then I put like essential oils on it, and like, oh my gosh, it's like a game changer when it comes to like, I don't know how to explain it, but it makes the whole like bathroom smell incredible, because like with the steam and everything, it like disperses the essential oils. So I tend to put some of that on, depending on what like intention I'm going for. So eucalyptus and maybe grapefruit is good for cleansing, and then I kind of just sit there and like meditate in the shower for a bit, as well as put some like meditative music on. But that is, I'd say that's my go-to for cleansing. I feel like I've always done it, so I wouldn't know what else to do. But yeah,
that's awesome. I love putting like peppermint oil in the shower when I feel sick, because it's with the steam, it just helps so much. So yeah, essential oils are great. Is that your favorite spell in general? Like if you have time to do something, is that the one that you would like to do?
I'd say yes, as in like it just gets rid of all stress and just calms me down, and any like anxieties I have from the day, it just kind of like gets rid of them. I can just like envision them going down the drain and be like, okay, that's that. But other ones, I don't know. I do like making my own spell jars. Like the number of spell jars I've got like dotted around the place is ridiculous. But yeah, the thing is like I feel like what I show on Instagram is what I'm like personally doing as well. So it's not like I don't really do like big, like massive spells unless it's for something. I think a couple of years ago my cat was ill and he needed an operation and stuff, so I did a spell for that and he's still here, everything's fine. But I tend to keep it just like simple and something I can keep up with every single day. But yeah,
I also love on your Instagram and your reels that you use like grapefruits to hold the candles. I've never seen that before and I think it's such a great idea.
Don't actually have like a candlestick holder. Like I don't know why I should have one. And it's like, say with my Instagram reels, when you see my cauldron and there's like salt in it, it's just purely to hold the candle up, because I don't have a candlestick holder, which is ridiculous because I don't know why I should have one. But I don't know, I feel like working with fruit, I've only just recently started doing it and I kind of like really enjoy it, but I do feel like I need to figure out some ways on how to like dispose of it because I do get so many people asking me, and I don't know, I feel like sometimes you can bury it in the garden and then other times you can create like cleansing sprays and stuff from it, from like chopping it up, if that makes sense, and then put it in the bottle. But apart from that, I don't really know how to dispose of it.
Yeah. I think it makes it look so pretty too, but it's also just a really unique way to hold the candle.
I think it was the grapefruit one. I think it was grapefruit with rosemary and what else was on it? Maybe salt or sugar, one or the other. Oh my gosh, it smelled amazing. Like it smelled so good. So I might just be doing that to like bring similar scents into my home, but yeah.
Yeah. And then does it just like melt all the way down into the fruit and it's good?
I don't know where the one I did earlier is gone. But like it kind of gets to the point, like it'll melt down as much as it can, but because like the fruit's fresh and it's wet and stuff, it kind of just like takes the candle, like puts the candle out when it gets like too far down. But other than that, I don't know, I really enjoy doing them, but I don't want to like overdo them. So I need to think of a new idea what else I can put like candles in. But I'm sure it'll come.
Yeah, I think it's a really unique idea. And another question that I always ask every single person who's on the podcast is, what does magic mean to you?
That's a good question. I don't think I've ever had anyone ask me that, actually. I don't know. I'd say I mainly started, like, my whole witchcraft journey kind of started. So, like, I ended up getting a pendulum, and I didn't really know what it was at the time. I just, when I bought it, the person who was in the shop, she was like, oh, it helps answer yes or no questions. And I was like, oh my God, this can like tell me whether I'm ever going to date this person, sort of thing. So me being a 15-year-old was using it for that. And I don't know, I feel like it's a way that helps me with like anxiety and stuff. And say if I don't know, it kind of like, I don't really know how to explain it. It kind of like puts all like my worries to ease, if that makes sense. So say if I want a particular outcome for a situation, if I'm actively doing something about it, like a spell, it's kind of like, okay, I've done all that I can. Whereas if I just didn't do anything, maybe if I did a spell for it, it'd like help manifest that. I don't really know. I just feel, I don't know where I'd be without witchcraft, I'll be honest. I use it for so many different things, but yeah.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. It's like feeling like you have power over a situation, and that brings comfort, even though, like, just because you do a spell doesn't necessarily mean that's going to 100% happen, but it eases some of the stress around that situation.
So, like, I think it was ages ago when I'd just finished uni, I'd come across this, like, graduate job, and I did a spell for that, and I ended up getting an interview. I didn't end up getting the job, but I got, like, I think it was, like, meant to be the, if this other person didn't get it, I'd have got it. But because I did that spell, it made me think, okay, it's, like, I've got as far as I have because I have done that spell. And if I didn't do that spell, then maybe I wouldn't have got the interview and wouldn't have learned from the like lessons the interview gave me. Or to be honest, if I'd got that job, I wouldn't be doing this Instagram. So maybe it was the universe telling me, okay, I understand that like you want this job, but we've got different plans for you. Maybe that's why it didn't work. I don't know. But yeah, I like the idea that I'm actually, when I feel like I can't do anything, I'll do a spell and then it feels like I've done as much as I possibly can for that situation. But yeah.
Yeah. Are you on TikTok at all? I didn't check.
I am. I've just started doing it. I'll be honest, I don't really have any clue how to work TikTok. I'm just like, I've mastered Instagram and now I need to master TikTok. But I do. It's the same username, so Mystic Primrose. But mainly I just put my reels on there, and some do all right because they kind of go with TikTok, and then other ones just completely flop. But I don't know, I need to figure out how to use TikTok. I have no idea what I'm doing. But yeah.
Okay, I was just going to ask you, like, how you feel about the whole, like, witch talk thing. And especially during COVID, you know, it became such a huge kind of trend, and how you feel about that. But I wasn't sure if you were, like, huge on TikTok, too. So I was.
I didn't even know anything about witch talk or anything like that with COVID. I kind of wish I jumped on it then, because then maybe I'd have like been swept with like the trend sort of thing and got likes and followers and everything. But I don't know, I don't like drama and I don't want to get involved and everything. So I kind of just like keep it at arm's length. I don't know. I feel like I don't want to get swept up in that, because anyone could say anything about everything. And the last thing you want is someone to twist something and someone gets cancelled. So I just try to stay away from it as much as possible. But yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a whole other platform, and a lot of other things happen on that platform. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's brought a lot more people into it and brought a lot more interest to like the community. But I also think it's like very trendy now. Like,
yeah,
you'll be watching movies and they like have like the witchy click, and it's very interesting.
I think I haven't actually really like delved deep into it. So maybe after this, I'll just go on a little witch talk, but then I'll end up like on it for like 3 hours. So maybe I shouldn't go on TikTok. But I don't know. I feel like it's a completely different ball game, and that every Instagram, I've never really had anyone be nasty to me or anything on it, but there was a couple of like TikToks I put on there and someone started stitching on it, and I was like, okay, I'm not doing this. I'm turning stitches off, just because I take all like criticism to heart, and I know I shouldn't, but I think that's why I'm like a little bit wary of it, because everyone just seems to be a little bit more, I don't know, not nasty, but kind of more open to hateful comments than they are on Instagram. Everyone's lovely on Instagram. I'm a bit scared of TikTok, but yeah.
Okay, well, one thing that we always ask before closing is, what's something magical that happened to you this week? And it could be like something kind, a synchronicity, something actually magical. Totally up to you.
I don't know. I think this is why I mentioned your what's called candles, I'll be honest. Apart from like seeing like 11/11 all the time, I'd definitely say lighting your candles, your Rich Witch candle, has like brought so many orders in this week. I'll be honest, I'm like, oh my God, I need to light it again. Or I might have to get like a constant supply from you. I'd say that, like, honestly, I feel like, I don't know whether it's that, and also because I've like just recently changed my website, it's just been a really good week, but hopefully I can keep it going. But I don't know, apart from that, I don't think I've really noticed anything. Maybe it's because I've spent too much time online and I'm not actually paying attention to the environment around.
Yeah, I think that's a good, you know, a good week and a magical week. And what can people find on your website if they are looking?
So I have a variety of different things, like crystals, spell jars for different intentions. I've got some pouches as well that you can like hang on the is it rearview mirror of your car for like a car protection spell. I've got my stock here, hence why I'm looking over here. Have some like Book of Shadows that I've created myself that you can like write down all your witchy research in. I think it was today, I put in a huge order for a Christmas like collection, and I'm so excited for it to arrive, and I've got loads of different pieces for that, so I might not give them away just yet. But honestly, I just say go check and go have a look and see what resonates with you. And if there's something that you want or that I don't have, just send me a message and I'll see what I can do. But yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. Do you ship to the United States?
I do. I try and ship to as many countries as possible.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for being on and for giving everyone some advice. Also, I'll have links to your website, your Instagram, everything in the show notes so people can find you. And I really appreciate you being on the podcast.
Hey, honestly, if you want me to appear on it again or whatever, just send me a message and I'll be more than happy to.
I hope you enjoyed this episode with Lily, who gave us a bunch of information and witchy tips. There will be links in the show notes. Make sure you follow Everyday Witch Pod to stay up to date. Also, rate and subscribe to the podcast. Thank you for listening, and don't forget, you are magic.